This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 9th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm day across Israel today. Clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Perfect for a stroll outside. A light breeze in Haifa, while Ain Lut remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from Ynet, the U.S. struck Iranian targets on the route to Khamenei's funeral. Israel assesses a low risk of spillover. Also coming in from Walla, Knesset Deputy Speaker Nissim Vaturi criticized Naama Lazimi, suggesting she could run for Hamas leadership. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports a conclusion to a decades-long mystery. The IDF has determined that a soldier missing since the 1948 war is buried near Jerusalem. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights further comments from M.K. Nissim Vaturi, who accused Naama Lazimi of inciting political violence. And finally, in earlier reporting from Forward, Rahm Emanuel, speaking in Tel Aviv, warned Democrats supporting Israel still have a path to the White House. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran's Fars news agency claims a U.S. strike hit a rail bridge used for trade with China and Russia. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted that some questioned whether this was a U.S. strike or a sabotage operation. Columnist Ruthie Blum criticized Israel's approach to treating its adversaries, posting earlier today that it amounts to medical malpractice. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. Earlier today, Ynet reported that American military forces targeted Iranian air defenses, missile sites, and naval assets. These strikes come amidst heightened tensions following the death of Iran's supreme leader. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain, but Israel sees minimal risk of escalation. Turning to domestic politics, Walla reported that Knesset Deputy Speaker Nissim Vaturi made inflammatory remarks about Naama Lazimi, accusing her of aligning with Hamas. This rhetoric highlights deepening divisions within Israeli politics. Such comments could further polarize public opinion. Meanwhile, from the Times of Israel, we learn that the IDF has identified a missing soldier from the 1948 war. PTI Yaakov Zarian was determined to be buried in a mass grave near Jerusalem. This discovery brings closure to a long-standing mystery for his family and the nation. In a related development, M.K. Nissim Vaturi escalated his rhetoric against Naama Lazimi, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. He accused her of inciting violence, which Lazimi denounced as inviting political murder. This exchange underscores the intense political climate in Israel. Finally, Rahm Emanuel addressed an audience at Tel Aviv University, as covered by Forward. He urged Democrats to maintain their support for Israel in pursuit of the White House. Emanuel's comments reflect ongoing debates within the U.S. about the role of Israel in American politics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports Intel, Israel's innovation chief, Avi Samon, emphasized that AI advancements won't negate the need for deep technical expertise. Engineers must still cultivate knowledge and curiosity to succeed. Separately, from Mariv Business, Rami Levy, known for his supermarket chain, is venturing into a surprising new field. The move highlights his strategy to diversify amidst regulatory and cost pressures. And finally, Globes reports on Pyrrhus Aeronautics unveiling a new rifle-mounted drone control system. Developed in Israel, this system offers combat soldiers enhanced operational capabilities without needing a joystick. That's your Israel 18 News update. For afternoon, we'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.